And as a Packer affiliate station at K107.1, there's plenty of reason why we talk about the green and gold as much as we do. But when I bring in Brian Caravu from Cheesehead TV after a loss, it's as much to help you guys understand what happened as it is me getting free therapy from Brian. And I think that's what we need today. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning. Sorry I can't be the bearer of better news, but yeah, another loss yesterday.
This is a very interesting game yesterday because I was very high on the Seneca Wallace train, and while my claims were correct, he did have a flawless completion percentage, I just want to say, before he went out with an injury. I don't think quarterback's the story out of this game. I think almost the defense and Mike McCarthy's sort of cryptic messages about problems he needs to fix almost become the issue. You have a lot of mistakes yesterday on the defense. Even when the defense played well, two guys collide into each other. The ball pops up in the air. DeSean Jackson catches a touchdown. You had another game where the offense for the other team just, I mean, another 9-minute drive, Brian. Defensively, we need some help. Is help on the way, or are we going to have a little addition by subtraction here?
Yeah, Mike McCarthy being very vague, saying there is a, quote, recurring issue that he needs to fix, and he's going to get on it today. I mean, it, kind of reading between the lines, people, you know that, you know, after the past 2 weeks, the recurring issue is happening on defense. But, you know, is he really going to do something about it? Mike McCarthy has never fired a coach in season before. I think a lot of people out there are pointing the fingers at defensive coordinator Dom Capers. You know, it would certainly be unprecedented if he would go and fire a coach. But, I mean, obviously something's got to change there. I mean, there, it's just, and the weird part is the Packers defense had been playing so well.
Yeah.
Prior to the past 2 weeks, and you kind of expected the offense to be out of sync once Aaron Rodgers went out, but nobody kind of saw the performance of the defense from the, you know, these past 2 weeks coming, and that's, yeah, that's what makes it so weird and so frustrating. The Packers offense, even without Aaron Rodgers, has given them at least a chance to win in these past two consecutive losses at Lambeau Field. First time that's happened since 2008. So, yeah, the Packers are dealing with a lot of issues right now, but defense is kind of at the forefront today.
How much is Dom Capers to blame here? Because with my argument last week, the problem I had last week, and I was kind of mad specifically at, like, every Packer fan, because the reaction was, let's go get Matt Flynn, let's go get a guy who's been here before. And I thought, hey, Packer fans, you're overreacting. You're remembering Matt Flynn as somebody a little better than he was. So I was mad at Packer fans last week. This week, I'm a little upset because I see all these fire capers. And I've gotten to the point now, personally, where I never know, I mean, if it's Dom Capers' fault, because after every game that the Packers lose, I feel like I see fire Capers, fire McCarthy, fire Thompson, a lot more with Capers over the last couple of years. I can't determine if that's because Packer fans are just reacting and want change and hate seeing the Packers lose two times at Lambeau in 6 days, or if Dom Capers really needs to go. I can't make that assessment. I don't know. I mean, there's injuries. See, I'm more of a – I come and make excuses for these guys. There's injuries and, oh, that was a close play. So I don't know if firing Capers is really the avenue you want to go.
The onus doesn't fall entirely on Capers. I mean, there is injuries and there's shortcomings with just the players themselves not getting the job done. But if I take you back to the very first game of the season opener against the 49ers, and there was so much attention on that game just being the first game of the year, and it was the team that eliminated from the playoffs last year and all that, and the Packers went into that game with a very definite game plan of stuffing the 49ers' run, stuffing that read option and the run game in general, and they did it. Even though Anquan Boldin kind of torched them through the air a little bit, they stuffed the run. and you saw a definite game plan being executed there. But these past 2 weeks, you don't see anything. They're getting torched through the air. They're getting torched on the ground. And it's just frustrating because they've made these past 2 weeks, they've made Nick Foles and then Bears backup quarterback, they've made them look like superstars. And they couldn't stop the running backs either, LeSean McCoy, Matt Forte for the Bears the week prior. So there's really nothing happening here with the defense that's inspiring confidence or whatsoever. And yeah, it's weird to see that, you know, they play so well, especially the run defense early in the season, and regress to this point is baffling.
That's kind of a discussion my brother and I were having yesterday, because he would say, oh man, Crosby sucks. And I'd say, oh yeah, but it's windy. And he'd say, oh man, defense sucks. And I'd be like, oh yeah, but it, like, I'm trying to be apologetic. I'm trying to say, look, there's plenty of season left. We're still 5-4. We're still a game back in the North. But then you watch what's going on in the rest of the league. What looked to be an easy schedule, now the Giants have kind of figured things out. We have them on Sunday. The Arizona Cardinals are winning. The Carolina Panthers are winning. The wild card race, if the Packers can't come back in the North, is bunching up. And, I mean, time, there's 7 games left to go for the Packers. Time is almost running out. You can't afford too many more of these kind of games. It might take you 10 wins to get into the playoffs, unless you're in the NFC East, of course, which is a mess. But I don't know. I'm starting to feel a little bit like the urgency is here, and it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. We're going to see now what Scott Tolzien can do at quarterback, who I thought played well, a couple of picks, but I mean, I don't think you can be mad at Scott Tolzien with yesterday, and I feel okay about him going forward. I assume they'll sign Flynn as a backup now this week.
Yeah, I guess maybe perhaps that depends on the injury to Seneca Wallace, how significant that is. But the silver lining here is the Packers have found the best backup quarterback ever since Matt Flynn has left town. I mean, they've trotted out 4 guys this year other than Aaron Rodgers going back to training camp here. Think about Vince Young, Graham Harrell, B.J. Coleman, Seneca Wallace. Well, in one game, Scott Tolzien proved he was better than all those guys. He's much better at throwing the football. I mean, just his ability to push it downfield. He's not Aaron Rodgers, but he does give the Packers the best chance to win. And that's what you saw. You saw McCarthy right after the game. He didn't waste any time saying Scott Tolzien is the starter next week against the Giants. He's not even waiting to find out if Seneca Wallace is healthy or not, or signing Matt Flynn. All those options are out the door. Scott Tolzien's the starter for the time being. And based upon yesterday's play, it's the right choice.
3 starting quarterbacks in 20 years. 3 starting quarterbacks in the month of November for the Green Bay Packers here in 2013. An interesting season. Only going to get more interesting. Brian Caribou is going to be with us every step of the way. Again, you can check out his work on CheeseheadTV.com. I don't know what to say, man. You just watch the games, and you're seeing things we've never seen before as Packer fans, or at least not in a long, long time. And thanks for the free therapy here again today.
No problem. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Brian Caribou joining us from CheeseheadTV.com.